It's the Tiltcast, episode 231. I wear Brute.
I don't.
And this week we talk about The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, Elite Dangerous, Man Starbound, Dota Smell 2 International, and why you should wear Brute.
Like a bear.
Day 2.
Hey, burr. Hey, burr.
Let your man out.
Look, you know you're a man. Look at that. Look at that ad. That is a man right there.
Then I puked, and then I burped.
Really? You can't put your phone on silent?
I'm fixing to. Calm yourself.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Tonight Show where Ben Kingsley, someone interrupted it with a black bear, and he took it? It was staged, of course, but he took it, and he stomped on it, and then he told the time that his BlackBerry interrupted Patrick Stewart on stage. It was funny. I laughed at it.
Wow.
It's the Tiltcast, guys.
Hey!
Rusty finally snuck one. Actually, I told him to do it. We were talking about it.
Who are you people? Where am I?
I don't know. We're in the subject.
Who took her out of the trunk? That's what I want to know.
No, we took her out of the Shriner car.
No, she's shorted.
Oh, shit. She might actually look normal size.
It would be clown car.
Yeah.
She like towers over you now in that chair.
How far are your feet off the ground?
Pretty far.
A couple inches.
About
at least.
2.5 inches.
She's having a hard time touching. It's like the deep end of the
pool. I'm swinging my feet like a first grader.
Oh my God, I can't swim.
Right. I like sitting low.
You like riding dirty?
I do.
All right, let's go around the table.
Rough Rider.
Rough Rider.
Call you DMX.
I'm Nas.
Come on now. You're next.
Babs.
Yay.
You know they can't see you
Multiple
on a podcast.
Multiple fucking people are pointing.
You know they can't see you on a podcast.
Wait, in her defense, Justin was pointing at Rusty. Rusty was pointing at Justin. It was weird.
It was chaos.
It was weird.
Come on, we go over.
It was very easy to know that she was next.
All right, we always go counterclockwise. What the hell?
Anyways,
I don't understand.
I've done this exactly once, goddammit.
What's wrong with you?
Let's fuck this up for him. I'm Jason.
Oh, my God.
Babs.
Rusty.
Whoa, why are you yelling?
Baja Chicken.
Baja Chicken.
Baja Chicken, my friends.
Hello, and next Baja. To me is Grandpa
Baja
Earl.
Baja Chicken, damn it.
Baja
it
smells
great,
bitches.
Too.
It's got bacon in it.
Because, you know... Grandpa Earl's too good to.
You can't have it
as
processed meats, Rusty.
You know, I had one of those bacon cheese corn dogs this morning for breakfast.
Why?
Because I've been belching bacon all day. It was terrible.
Oh, dude.
It was not a good idea.
Okay, so that was a bacon what?
It was a bacon cheese corn dog, but I'm pretty sure they just put bacon bits in the batter because
where did you
it
get
tastes
this?
Bacon cheese trip. Corn dog? What
really?
The?
You gotta know
I was doing
get
a road trip.
Yeah.
No, it just sounds delicious.
It did sound delicious, it's, but it was really
you gotta know what to get from Quick Trip.
It
can't
was
just go
the taquitos
on
are kick ass.
Yeah, I can't have any
the
of the
chicken
taquitos.
Chicken taquitos are amazing.
Well, you can, but you choose not to because
I like the steak ones.
That was like a big, giant, steaming tube of regret.
I like how silent that was.
Was it hot later?
No, it was hot to begin with, and then it was just big and burps all day.
I was thinking of something else.
And that's a sentence that'll end a day.
Oh, my God.
5 words to end a first date.
Are we going to start with
I guess
this
we
shit?
Have started that.
She's the one who came up with the leading sentence without thinking about it.
I ate a chili dog.
You That's
what else? What else?
It's okay.
Rusty.
Any guy can end a date in 2 words. Fucking cunt.
Oh, cunt. Come on.
Yeah, that's a cop out. Jesus.
It is a cop out, but that I'm telling
See,
you that
girls have to be
now,
more imaginative.
Now, if you want to
I got it.
I counted off my hand. My dog cleans the dishes.
I think the actually, condom that, broke.
So, actually, so... Oh, wow. That could go either way.
Mm. You're bigger than my brother.
Oh. I have a small dick. Done.
It's confirmed, guys. This is
mine.
You heard it first.
Oh, yeah, you're
that's
a
recorded.
Jackass.
No take backs.
Oh, you're a jackass.
My penis itches.
That's 3, but okay.
What is this lesion? In other news,
it could go. I mean, it can go really simple. It burns when I pee.
Oh yeah, like hot soup, motherfuckers. Justin is vaping.
Yes.
I know.
Oh yeah, I am.
Yeah, he knows.
As that. We topic, fucking speak.
Just, topic number two.
Are we gonna fucking? We're gonna go away from this.
I think we had some gold there.
Yeah,
we
got some
gold. I will say this.
Oh, we can go further. We can go further.
Oh, we can go further. We can swap topics
No, I think we.
But wait.
What?
So you're quitting?
You're pretty when you sleep.
See, there you go.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's said that way. Yeah.
There's enough space for a bed in your closet.
Wait. Here you go. I like stroking your hair.
Speaking of that,
I like the smell of your hair.
You could write "Marry Me" on a hot sauce packet.
Just go to Taco Bell.
Just go to Taco Bell.
You remember this?
Just go to Taco Bell. They already have it on.
Did
them.
That? Do you marry me.
I was your assistant. And somebody did do that.
And then they also smelled said person's hair.
Dude, do you know how much therapy I had to?
All you had to do is go to Taco Bell. They already have them on some of the hot sauce packets.
Marry me.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Notes from your hot sauce. Yeah. Wait. No, first date, right?
First date.
So if you want to end the first date, I think I love you.
Oh, dude. Or dropping the love bomb done. On the first date.
Please move into done. My trailer.
What was that again? Say it again.
Please move into my trailer.
That's six words. You're disqualified.
Into?
Whatever.
It's one word.
Well, you're the one into. That made up this game. Five into words or less. Word.
Please move into my trailer.
No, you said do please not. Move in my trailer.
No, I did not.
That still works.
That's still five words. Do not argue with the grammar Nazi.
Boom.
Wrecked.
The original way you said it was six words.
Wrecked. Absolutely
wrecked. I was going to say you could point at their shirt and say that Rex is nice as my mom's.
Oh, well, that's a little long, but we'll go with it. We'll go with it.
Not as flat as Kansas.
I live with my mom.
I like...
Not really. I met my girlfriend. I lived with my parents. It was cool.
Wanna live with my mom?
For grammar, you shouldn't be using slang.
Come on now.
Hey, Earl, enlighten us with one of yours.
Well, go for it.
I never ruined any first dates. All my first dates ended up in
the bed.
So ruin one right now.
Why would I want to ruin first dates?
Just give me 100%. These are nothing that I've done.
100%. I always ruined on like the third or fourth.
Okay. This is a
hypothetical.
This is a hypothetical beware guide for our listeners. Do not say these five words. So think about it as saving somebody's date. What should they not say in five words or less?
I grew out my bush.
Wait.
I stopped shaving last month.
No, because some guys like that.
Hairy legs?
I got it.
I like my taint rubbed.
Can I smell your panties?
Wait,
you can't. Wait.
I didn't take my pill.
As a guy? Or a girl?
I think both. I'm going to go with both.
Yeah, either side, that could ruin it. Because what are you pill, needing that pill for?
Little white pill. Yeah.
Hmm? The voices say good. You're cute.
The voices say you're cute.
I like your mom.
You could say your mom looks better.
Ooh.
You look like... I was going to say I slept with your sister, but I was going to say something along the lines like, I slept with your sister.
Well, if you're having sex on your first date, you could always say your sister was better.
Oh.
That's pretty rough.
That's the joke along. How do you... You know how... You know how you... what was it like?
Let's take it to a darker position. Place. Your let's, mom's tighter.
Oh! Oh!
Damn. Now, see, that's more an insult than anything.
Life ruined her right here.
I'm thinking about your dad.
Oh. Oh,
fuck. Oh, damn.
An
Actually, you know what? I want to say something. Let me dive off that for just half a second.
Okay.
I had a girl tell me that my dad was hot, and I dumped her the next
day.
Oh, see?
Wait. No, here's a date killer right here.
We're on
your
first date, though.
We're on, like, our third date.
Right. If girl tells you, you remind me of my grandpa.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, God.
What about you remind me of my uncle?
I think my ovaries just clenched.
Wait, that's one right there.
I bring that up because of my allergies, there are two colognes I can use: Stetson and Old Spice.
Yep.
The original Old Spice, not the.
God, I know, right?
We gave him
so much shit.
What's wrong with wearing Stetson? That's a good one.
No. Old Spice.
Are you 60?
What's wrong with Old Spice? I use Old Spice deodorant all the time.
70.
Yeah, but you're like an old dad.
What about Dracar? Yeah.
I use Old Spice.
Hello, I'm stuck in the 80s.
Well, so does he.
Anyway.
There's nothing wrong.
Of course you did.
Classic style never goes out.
We're still all at the place that you guys still work at. Rusty and I work under Mr. Deer.
Oh, God.
We
have to bring this shit up, huh?
He brings this shit up.
Oh, God.
The gal next to me, who's like 5 years younger than I am, goes, "Oh, I like that. My grandpa used that."
Have you heard?
I find that sexy.
Okay.
Wait, she finished it with, I find it sexy.
Have you heard of Darude Sandstorm, the song?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear the Rick Roll, the...
Yes.
The mashup they did?
Yes.
That ruins the first date before the first date ever happens.
I know, right?
How many of y'all... Okay, be honest.
Okay.
And yes, I will mock you freely and forever.
Sweet. Awesome.
How many of y'all have ever worn Brute?
Once.
Shut the hell up.
I've used it.
No!
I used to wear Brute.
Amy, when I was 16.
In high school.
Oh, dude. Okay, so...
I was awkward.
So I wore... Listen, what's wrong with Brute? I wore Brute and
I
wore
Aspen. Oh, my God!
No, okay, all right. So this is...
My dad helped me pick it out.
That's why all dads pick out Brute. Brute or Old Stetson.
This is real talk here. Okay, so my dad had Brute.
It's a manly cologne. It's called Brute.
It is a manly cologne.
My dad had Brute.
Haven't you seen the commercials?
It's so bright green you can see it from space.
I know, right?
Fuck.
So this is what... Okay. I'm a teenager. I'm, you know, shaving my face for the first time. Of course, dads are supposed to help you with that.
Yeah, because
dad was
like
okay,
times.
Here's the razor, here's the shaving cream, cut the fuck out of your face. Oh, and when you're done, you're going to use this. And it was Brute.
Brute aftershave.
Holy shit.
So did you pull the Home Alone moment and just scream?
I had to go to school that day.
So your face is bright, rosy red.
Oh, my God. And it smelled terrible. I felt like taking a shower three times
Did
over.
Somebody say you broke into your dad's shaving kit?
I'm just going to say that your face is 8 square inches approximately. Let's talk about a girl's legs.
Do you wear aftershave?
And what happens when she first tries to shave them and how long she has to wear pants after that.
Well, I mean...
Hey, stop bringing your feminazi agenda to this podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
No, look.
All right.
Look, she looked like she needed to feel alive. She cut herself to feel alive.
That's true.
I
you know, there's support groups for
HR
that.
There
is certainly
there
support
me.
Groups for that, and I don't condone, I don't promote cutting. If you do that, you need to seek
help. No, if you're going to cut, remember, lateral, not horizontal.
No, don't tell people.
Right. If you're going to do it, you need to go down the street, not across the river.
What if you did it accidentally?
I'd say that's on your top of your arm. You're still doing it wrong.
I'd say let evolution take its course.
I have like a 2.5-inch scar from when I cut myself on my arm accidentally. Like,
I'm sure there's a
Darwin
Award
out there
for it.
Did you try to commit suicide? I'm going, no, I am not that fucking stupid. I'd have done it right.
You should have said wrong side of the arm, bitches.
All seriousness.
Hello, I'm a biology major. If I wanted to commit suicide, I'd be dead.
Besides... There are a whole lot less messy ways to commit suicide.
There really are.
Just
I
saying.
I mean, I'm really
And you
not
shouldn't ever
okay.
do it.
Stupid. Listen, kids.
Don't try suicide.
Listen, kids.
You know you're going to
hate it. Suicide's bad.
Listen, kids.
Don't try suicide. Nobody gives a damn.
Listen. Nobody gives a damn.
Come
Queen. On, that's not helping
Queen.
Any.
Queen!
Okay.
Listen, children. We don't condone suicide. The Toughcast cares.
Brought to you by Grandpa Earl.
Have you really never heard that song?
Of course I have.
Okay, then.
Of course I have.
lives.
Stay or I'll kill myself.
So, you know, we are talking about oddball topics.
Oddball.
And I think we have...
I like how it's oddball topics that are not off the cuff.
Jason, you had a picture?
See, I do.
It sounds so scripted.
Rusty and I saw this piece of...
This thing sounds... This, what is this?
Rusty and I saw this.
What is this?
I don't know.
I don't understand scripted cast.
We tried this once before.
And it failed horribly.
We're going to let it go again.
Oh, it's failed horribly.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You got a good thing going now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. Don't try suicide. Nobody's worth it.
Wow,
don't try suicide. Nobody cares. Don't try suicide.
You got, to the ICP you're going to hate it. Hotline?
You're going to hate it.
Don't try suicide.
Ben Stein
nobody
cares.
Nobody gives a damn.
Not Queen's best.
Did you ever listen to the ICP one where they did the suicide hotline?
Oh, God. That was a
great.
Oh, that was amazing.
Not much of an ICP.
The gun. So the person calls in ICP, and he just like eggs him on. He's like, you're not doing it. You're a little bitch. He goes, I'll pull the trigger. It's like, no, you won't. Blah, blah, blah. And he's really quiet. He's like, oh, my God, are you there? Hello? He goes, yeah. He goes, I knew you. And it just ends crazy. It's hilarious.
I knew you were a pussy.
But Rusty and I are merging off of the BA.
You
onto
and Rusty are merging?
Are merging.
You know, coming one.
Off of the BA onto 169.
Are they lighting a Unity candle? Because that's so precious.
And coming off of the ramp.
He's dead sexy.
We end up behind this.
Ooh, was it the girl? Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
What is this? I can't see it.
Just wait.
Apparently you want to cuss.
Wait, I'm having a hard time seeing what's going on.
Okay.
Motorcycle.
It's... all right, so we're going down the highway, and I'm going to have to describe this to you because... Okay.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Rusty told me I'm a dickbag and he loves me for it.
I bet he does. That's some dirty talk right there.
Here we go. That is a grown man.
On a scooter.
Wait, going about 50 miles an hour.
No, okay. I thought maybe he wasn't wearing pants
or something. Because it's kind of hard to see in the video.
That's actually a thing for people who are not allowed to drive because of drunk driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Scooters?
Yeah. Seriously?
If they have a certain level of power on their scooter, then they are allowed to drive it.
Really?
Yeah,
but
it's safer to drive a scooter down the highway. Well, yeah, I guess you can't drive that drunk unless you're a retard.
I wanted to point this out. Dude's on a blue scooter with a blue t-shirt. Blue plaid shorts.
Is he a fucking Power Ranger? I'm just asking.
And flip-flops.
Did you see that they're...
Is it gay or not?
I have a hard time with this topic, and
let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because
you drove a scooter once?
No, but a former Tiltcaster did, and I'm not going to name him.
Okay.
Trent! But,
No.
But
let's just say that the name...
Scott.
Can be synonymous with scooter.
Ah! So wow. That's how he got his name.
Well, and then his girlfriend drove an 1100 Ninja.
Wow. Outstaged by your girlfriend.
Oh, outballed by your girlfriend.
And then he got the Honda.
Huh?
And then he got the Honda.
Got another five words or less. Five words or less.
I grab a scooter.
The guy. Drive a scooter.
Going on the list.
But no. It was just amazing because here's this scooter at like 50 miles an hour going down the highway.
Yeah.
I'm getting onto the highway and I mean it passes me because I was getting on the on-ramp. So I'm like, okay, well, you can go ahead because I don't want to like knock you off your little tricycle.
He looks so precious.
Well, I was behind him. He was going 50 miles an hour, and I'm like, I can't pass him because everybody else is passing me, and
like
I don't have
an
opening.
Faster.
And I'm like, yeah. I feel bad for you. And then, of course, this dickbag fucking pulls out his phone. He's like, okay. I'm like, dude, he's looking in his mirror, and I'm driving by, and he's got the fucking phone right up
I'm
to the,
sorry,
the glass on the window.
If you're driving a scooter on the freeway, you kind of deserve that shit.
Thank you. Okay,
shouldn't they put him in like the slow lane or something like that? Or
no, that's not the best scooter that I've seen So
you need like a champion grade scooter.
All right, so this is what I got. Okay.
Justin's like, if you're going to be an asshole, that shit better be done on a Vespa.
Okay, so this is good because I was driving down, you know, by TU, and I'm going, you know, I'm just going I forget where I was going, but I'm driving by the campus. There's this dude on a freaking baby blue scooter with a pink polo on and like cargo shorts, got pulled over by the campus police on the side of the road, and there was a crowd around them.
Amazing.
It was amazing. I just kind of looked back and I'm like, oh, that's a bad day to be on campus, dude. Real bad day.
I'm just saying, if you're going to ride a tiny scooter like that,
ride the tiny scooter, baby.
At least have the brains to not take it on the highway. Please.
I used to have one, honestly. It got, like, 50 miles to the gallon or something.
Well, that's why people...
Yeah, but wasn't there a car that got that in the 80s? What was that? It was, like, a hatchback?
I don't know. It was the 80s, man.
No, it was 55. Mine got 55 miles a gallon, but I never took it on the goddamn freeway. I never would have.
You don't drive on the freeway anyway.
No, I don't like the freeway.
It's nearly as bad as seeing a smart car nowadays.
At least they go faster than 55. Do you think they can make time travel speed? Okay. Can they get to 88 miles an hour? Then if they can't get to 88 miles an hour, it shouldn't be on the highway.
The top speed of a smart car tested... Yeah, right? The top speed of a smart car tested by the stick figure that I know that drives one... is 92 miles an hour.
So I can barely hit time travel speed.
I can fit into the car. I swear to God, I can fit into the car. But on the door, there is a weight capacity limit, and that weight capacity limit between the two of us, between the stick figure and myself, we were over the weight capacity. That means he can't drive me to the fucking store. And... I'm losing weight now, so
I might get looking into it. You put that whole thing into... I'm losing weight right now.
Yeah, I am, dude.
Ketogenic diets for the
fucking world. 32 pounds!
I know, I'm excited and I'm happy for you!
32 pounds!
Hell yes.
Fuck yeah!
He actually put on the Zurio shirt the other day.
Oh, yeah. I got my Zurio shirt.
That was kind of like a milestone thing for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, no. I still can't fit into it proper, like, but I can still wear it. Like,
he can actually put it over his shoulders now.
Yeah.
It looks like he put on a child's t-shirt when he puts it on. But
Justin given with the Puke Angels?
Yeah.
Hey, I actually had that shirt and wore it the other day.
Which shirt is it?
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a bruise.
What, my shirt?
Yeah, you can breathe on me and give me a bruise.
My shirt is Zurio's from...
It was a small shirt.
What is Zurio's?
I'll show you.
Zur...
It's from Destiny.
Never mind. I don't know anything about that.
Boom. I got it right here. It's, boom, this shirt right here.
Disappointment in every box.
Oh, Zurio.
Yeah, that's Cracker Jacks. Gotcha. You're getting it wrong.
Yeah, see. Because I'm a fanboy of a couple Twitch techies. Streamers, mm-hmm. so yeah, I picked up their shirts.
Aww.
But I'm real talk, I'm bigger than 3X, and most gamer shirts are not... my fucking size.
I
so
understand.
I'm losing the flabs.
Let's be honest,
that I can,
you're only losing the weight so you can fit
I'm
into this
5'1". Most of them aren't my fucking size either.
That's
they're dresses.
She can wear them as nightgowns.
In the kids section half the time.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey,
I know people who shop at Baby Gap. It's not me.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
She goes to the toddler section and is like, this might fit. In the,
I only have the preteen section.
Preteen section, even worse. And this couple comes up and says, oh, how old's your girl?
Oh my God, I have an aunt. Actually, I'm not even sure if she's alive or not anymore, but
that's
at
nice.
The time when I was sure she was alive, we'd run into her at the grocery store or whatever when I lived in my hometown. And she'd be like, oh, Kathy. Okay, Kathy's my mother's name.
Ugh.
Kathy, oh, you've grown so much.
Oh.
And then she'd look at my mother,
mean,
who actually
so
is Kathy, and she'd be like, so how old is she again? My mom would be like, she's 24.
So are you telling me that you're taller than your mom?
No, I'm not taller than anybody, sweetie.
sister's taller than you?
You might be taller than my mom.
Yes. All of my sisters are taller than me. Damn. Every single goddamn one.
So you're the runt.
I am a little bit. Am I taller than your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gave birth to... Oh, my God, that poor fucking woman.
I dwarf my mom. She's... I love her to death, but she's a midget.
I hope to God she had you by C-section because anything else is just cruel. No.
Let me say this. When they came for Christmas a couple of years ago, his mom goes, "Give me a hug." I shit you not, her head's like right here.
Yeah. No, she's tiny.
It can be
to the bottom of my chest, yeah.
Being that short can be a selling point in certain situations.
Yes, it can. Not for her. She has to have a ladder.
Okay, she's your mother, but okay.
She has to have a ladder in the house to be able to get to the top shelf of shit, so.
Okay, that was not where I thought he was going with it.
Did she have to get a ladder to get on your dad?
That is exactly where I thought he was going with it.
Your mother is a saint. Why are you being mean to her?
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Somebody else is being mean to her.
I know.
Her.
Why
I'm
are they
beat
being
up.
Mean about your mom?
Your mama.
Nice. Give me that axe, man.
See,
give me that axe.
See, your mama. His mom's off limits. But no, he can talk about your mom.
I know, right?
Oh,
You're a dick.
Double dick.
I know. That's my middle name.
Maybe he needs to get in here.
Justin Dick.
Go somewhere else.
He's an ass face.
Ass face?
He is. Hey. His birthday cake said so.
It
did. It did.
That'll piss him off.
Oh, we should. You go for it.
Oh, I will.
Just go for it.
How dare you make fun of his mother? Pee to the nos. I have that picture.
That's right. Say it fast enough. It sounds like penis.
I have that picture on my phone still.
Oh, really?
There's a picture?
There is.
I don't
there.
Think
you go there.
Oh. He's searching. He's searching.
I got to go off of there.
Hey, Earl.
Yeah.
Don't be jelly of the penis.
That's what you're showing.
Whole different
level. I don't. There's some things you just can't unsee. There. You can't unsee.
So the picture I just showed was a mounted elephant penis.
Hey.
Apparently, though, the elephant has nothing on the barnacle.
Oh my God, that needs to be shared.
That's the old him.
Look at that.
Look at what she's lost.
I know, right?
I know, but he's still being awesome. I'm not going to show you. Oh, you were a douche to his mom.
Was this the old meme that you made?
Yeah, what if his mom's listening and he hears that? Now she's not going to like you. What if your mom listens to it?
I love
your
you,
dad's
mom.
An awkward conversation.
You know,
hello?
I told my parents that they couldn't listen to the show.
Yeah, so you can make fun of other people's moms.
I don't think my mom knows how to find the show. Thank God.
I don't think she does either.
My mom searched and she sent me a text several months ago. And she's like, "Hey, is this totally your show?" Different. I was like, "You still can't listen." She's like, "You sure?"
He doesn't have a neck there, dude.
He doesn't. No, really that can. Is like no neck. That's no neck penis right there.
Wait, oh,
what? Penises don't normally have necks.
Wait, what? Oh, wow. Shit, I know. You're right.
Penises don't have necks.
Let me see.
No, you were mean to his mom.
Dude, I didn't... When I see you once a week, it's hard to remember exactly
that I have a bobblehead
how much
now.
Weight you've lost.
Dude, that is
fucking
a change,
you
man.
You had no neck 2 years ago.
I know. 111 pounds lost.
I've got a neck now, right?
He has a lot of chicks trying to fuck him.
You've always
right
had
now.
A neck.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Had a neck,
it's true. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Damn. Actually, the only thing you were missing was the Cheeto stained shirt and the freaking wrist brace.
Yeah. It's the beard. I'll think I'm a hipster and then just realize I'm a nerd, then it just goes downhill.
Or you have a penis in proportion to the barnacle.
Dude, I don't. I'm not.
Oh, is he still telling everybody?
50 times the length of its body. 50.
Do I need to look this up?
50 times the length of its body.
Okay.
That is a big, enormous dick.
I don't know if I really want to look this
barnacle
up.
Barnacle dick.
Oh.
It is a compliment.
No.
Look into it.
Oh, my search history. Barnacle.
That's what incognito is for.
Fucking cognito. I have friends who erase my history.
Me and Babs run this group, me with a couple of friends sometimes. And somebody said something, and how did that come up? And then I posted that picture of the elephant penis.
Oh, you really did.
Oh, and I texted her immediately. I said, "You're going to have to delete my fucking browser history now because I didn't search it."
That's three of you. I have three people who, if they die, I have to delete their fucking browser history.
Wait.
Apparently, I'm incredibly trustworthy.
Wait for it.
What?
Oh my god.
It's the Root Sandstorm and Rickroll.
Motherfucker Rickroll.
You need to hear this. You need to hear the greatest.
Like,
you need to hear the greatest story of one man trying to Rickroll one woman and how my,
I'm clicking on images.
Of penises?
Barnacle penises.
Oh, make sure you delete your browser history. Why are you in turn that off, man? You freak out about looking at a picture from a gay bar, but you're going to proactively look up a whale penis?
No!
I see no!
Of course, you're like, what? What?
No! It's right there!
That motherfucker has tentacles.
Sure. Man, I see where your range is.
That's like real-life hentai.
That look on your face.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying, they don't know that story.
So, evidently, in ranking from 7 to 1, the largest animal dicks go blue whales.
Yes. Don't even think we haven't looked this up in the last 48 hours. We have.
What else, Babs?
Oh, God.
We had this conversation like literally yesterday.
We literally did.
I will be honest, number 6, I cannot read.
What? You can't read
oh,
it?
Oh, I know. It's extinct anyway.
Glasses. Yeah, no, it's extinct, and it's only got the.
It's like a fossil name? Giant.
So how does you get a fossilized?
Hard
dick,
as a rock,
though?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, hard as a rock. No, it's all got the only the Latin name, and that's hard to pronounce.
You,
I ain't even.
Why don't you? You have pronounce? A stylus. Why don't you highlight it, copy it, and go to Google and put it
why
in?
Why don't you just let me read it?
Is.
Why don't
I could.
You ask Siri?
Oh, Siri. Oh no, you can ask Cortana.
Oh no, I can ask Cortana if I really wanted.
Hell yeah, Cortana's better. She's cute.
Of course she is.
Siri, who has the largest penis?
Your mom.
Oh God,
John Holmes.
This is terrible.
No,
this is
John
terrible.
North. Peter North!
Siri, who has the largest penis?
How may I assist you?
I already told you. Who has the largest fucking penis?
Just enough.
Well, I never.
Listen, apparently you don't know how to ask.
I'm pissed off, Siri.
Apparently you don't know how to ask.
Well, I never.
It's color buff.
Siri, who has the largest penis in the world?
Oh, God.
Let me have a look.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you do.
I found this on the web for his call about Siri, who has the largest penis in the world.
Jonah Falcon is said to have the world's largest penis.
His last name's Falcon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Apparently, I guess it's the guy who sang a song. It's the man with the world's largest penis made a music video. Let me ask it differently. What animal has the largest penis in the world?
Oh, why do you have to look up animals?
Checking. Here's what I found on the web for what animal has the largest penis in the world.
This is the same site you're on.
Yeah, that same site I'm on. So we'll skip 6, go 5, the African
Siri,
elephant.
You're fucking useless.
Number 4 is the greater hooked squid. I don't even want to see a picture of that.
Hells yeah.
Number
actually, the greater hooked squid has a penis the same size of the rest of its entire body.
Yeah, a ratio of 1 to 1.
She only knows that. Same if it would have been 2 days ago, she wouldn't be able to tell you that.
Same with the banana slug.
Uh-huh.
At number 3.
Won't you have
the Argentine blue-billed duck.
2 times the size of its body.
Which, evidently, let's
quack,
see
quack.
Here.
Hells yeah, I'm hung like a duck, baby.
You can't really say that. You have to say you're hung like the blue-bill Argentine duck if you want to make sense.
I'm hung like a duck.
No, you have to say what kind of duck. Quack, as a regular, quack. As a mallard ain't going to cut it. You got to be a blue-billed Argentine duck.
Okay, well, that's too many words.
I'm hung like an Argentinian duck.
Wow.
Not me.
So, evidently, this duck has a penis twice as long as its own body.
I'm so glad you're looking that shit up on your computer.
She looked it up on her computer there, and it was all...
I mean, Siri's got your history,
though.
The duck's ratio
would be the same as a human walking around with a 12-foot corkscrewed dick.
Corkscrewed?
Man, now people know my pain.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
And then, you know, Amy already told you the barnacle, which has a 40-to-1 ratio.
Which is, okay, let's calculate. Let's do the math. Seriously, let's do the fucking math.
I'm sure
we have something on that piece of paper. We got to stay...
You corkscrew that and there's girth.
Don't we have like
I'm
an agenda
saying.
We have to follow?
Aren't we like the
no, this
only
is actually
normal
part of
barnacle
the
dicks is
why
the
is
agenda.
It, why is it that I'm not allowed to go off topic, but Susie Homemaker over here talks about an animal's dick, and we send like 3 hours on this.
Actually,
on
this thing. It was on the list.
Earl and I are. It's on the list. How's that on the list?
It was on the original list.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't tell you everything that's on that list. It's like the government.
Fuck.
He's like the government. He only tells you what you need to know.
Hey, so I will further derail this.
Oh, please.
Yes, please.
Oh, God. Hey. Anything other than dicks.
Anything other than dicks? Okay. You don't want to talk about dicks?
God, he's going to have to go through a lot of pages for that.
I mean, Babs wrote this list down.
See, like we were, this, there was. You had list, a chance on our site to continue the conversation.
Oh, God, yeah, you can. No, you can't. Please you can't. Don't.
What is this?
What is that?
What is that? What you is, can't read my writing, I forgot.
No, I really can't. You suck.
I just have male camel toe on here.
Oh, it's moose knuckle she's talking about. But that's not really a male
camel toe.
Oh, is that what that's all about?
Good God, really?
The moose knuckle is the
I tried to get away from
the camel toe.
And you go right to the nuts. It's like, all right, so we're going to go from like...
I am a heterosexual female. I will always go right to the nuts.
Okay. Either in anger or not.
Pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly. It's what we do.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they control us by our penises, so...
We also enjoy them immensely.
I don't have a company.
And we enjoy when you enjoy.
So, yeah, I guess it is the male equivalent, but...
So it is called a moose knuckle.
Yeah, but that's a moose knuckle, right?
Holy shit! I know, that's right.
But what they're saying the moose knuckle is that, where it looks like a camel toe on a guy.
Moose knuckle.
But I like the big fat. I like that it's just...
Yeah, I'm sorry, skinny jeans.
Are you watching... Is that like a gymnast?
No, I don't know. It was. I think it was Olympian. I don't know. Okay. I just looked it up real quick.
I don't think I could put my ball sack through that kind of torture.
I remember that was my exact complaint when they used to buy me Wrangler jeans as a kid. I was like, I can't fit into these and expect to like actually walk normal. You either got to put it down one leg or the other. You can't split the difference.
If you split the difference, it really sucks.
Maybe that's why cowboys walk like this.
It's possible.
Maybe it's not having to do anything with riding the horses.
No, either that, I'm or sure they just have their nuts mashed in.
Actually, right? If you're a true cowboy, your pants are so starched they stand up, so it just slides down really easy.
I'm pretty sure those stand up by themselves.
What?
What, the pants?
The
or the dick?
Starched pants. Well, okay.
That's what I said. Yeah. They stand up by themselves. Yes. So when you sit into it, it just goes down one side
does
or the
mean,
other.
Does
and
mean
it doesn't
that your
make
pants
a knuckle.
Creak like a piece of like plastic?
No, because once you're in there, they form fit to your body. But they're very straight.
That would never be me.
It's not that bad.
Shit. We're lucky you wear something other than shorts to work.
Actually, I can wear shorts to work. Minus
want.
A t-shirt. This,
this
is exactly what
to
work.
Can. We
so,
have a dress code.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Dress Moving code. On. So.
God damn.
What?
It doesn't matter. Moving on. Moving
Does
on.
That makes sense.
Moving on, Rusty.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you.
DTMS.
DTMS.
DTMS. What
DTMS.
The hell?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Moving on.
No. No, this is something different.
No, it's not. Moving on. Moving
I don't
on.
Know how to incorporate this. You're
me
on your
neither.
DTMS. Okay,
don't.
So...
Why are you going to go down this rabbit hole? Why?
Because
don't
I
Don't go down
to.
This rabbit hole. You're going to end up with your brain hurting like it was a second ago.
Okay, well, probably. maybe I enjoy that.
Look at your brain crease
okay.
right here. It's going to get bigger. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. I'll try to help
we're
you.
We're going to play a game.
All right, DTMS. Oh. Got it, what?
Oh, no, we'll get back to that, but...
Oh, we're... Okay, so we're
so
on a different topic.
To warn you.
Have you ever actually gone and bought fireworks at 4th of July to shoot off?
Yes, I have bought fireworks a long time ago, but,
Have you ever been into an adult toy shop?
Multiple times.
What?
Have you noticed how similar the names can be?
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah.
Fireworks stand to adult toy shop. I don't get the
yeah.
I don't get the reference.
Chinese finger trap?
Yeah.
A little bit. So we're gonna play a game.
Okay.
I guess the Chinese finger trap isn't any of the two, is it?
No, it's not. If
lady
if you,
fingers.
Lady fingers is a food.
If you're well manicured, that is not a selling point.
I've got lady fingers. End of fucking
lady fingers.
That's a way to end a day.
And
lady fingers.
Okay, so, I'm going to throw out some names. You have to decide whether they're fireworks or whether they're sex toys.
Oh, great. Mm. All right, so let's go
I
for it.
I didn't realize we were on the sex cast.
I know, right?
I thought it was about video games.
I'm we'll out. Get to that in a minute.
I'm out.
No video I'm games. Out what are
just
those?
Check
what?
Out. Just check out. I
think. So, Magic Whip.
Don't answer it.
Magic Whip.
Magic Whip.
Don't answer it.
Just that's a on. Firework.
That's a firework.
Cause for applause.
Sweet. I really didn't want it to be a sex toy.
What, it was a sex toy?
No, it was a firework.
Oh. Mighty Max.
That's probably
a... That's got to be a sex
that's
toy.
That's a sex toy.
Thunderballs.
That's got to be a firework.
That's a firework.
Orient Express.
Firework.
Dynamo.
That's a sex toy.
A sex toy.
Both.
One Bad Mama.
That's a firework.
That's a firework.
Hot Roll.
That's a sex
toy. Both.
Hot what?
Hot roll. That's a sex toy.
Hot roll is... don't you buy that at, like, Chinese restaurants?
That's egg roll, dumbass. Oh.
In the back room, maybe.
Yeah, that's so a that's a sex toy.
Me love you long time.
That's a sex toy,
that
right?
That sound
Killer
Chinese.
Bee.
Killer Bee, though.
Killer Bee
that's
is...
A, that's a firework.
That's a firework.
That's a firework.
Medieval Fantasy.
That's a sex toy. Mm-hmm.
Sassy Lassie. Firework.
That's a sex toy.
Firework.
Splendid Flower.
Firework.
That's a firework.
That's a firework.
And Zapcone.
That's a sex toy.
They were all fireworks, you goddamn perverts. And my point is made. Moving on.
I thought I was doing good. I thought I was winning. Oh, fuck.
All right, for Earl's enjoyment. Since I have started vaping, I've also been playing a lot more games now that I can smoke inside.
There you go. You don't really smoke if you're vaping.
Well, it's close.
Yeah.
I've actually been playing Fallout Shelter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Self-portrait, Vault Boy.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. How many people know what that is or doesn't know what that is?
I'm downloading it right now, actually, because I completely forgot about it and I wanted to.
Justin bears a striking and comical resemblance to Vault Boy when he is clean-shaven.
He does.
Which is why I'm not clean-shaven until Halloween, and then I'm going to look like I'm 12.
Vault Boy. Or Fallout Shelter is what this is. Fallout.
Yes, Justin is going to be Vault Boy for Halloween.
Vault 169. Load Vault.
69. So,
here's the thing. Proceed. Fallout Shelter is a clicker.
It's a clicker?
That's what I mean.
It is.
It is a... It's not as much as you'd want it to be, but it is endearing.
It's essentially, an endearing clicker?
So, you guys know what a clicker is, right? Like, it's... Like, you don't have to buy energy or anything like that, so I'll show Jason.
Yeah,
like, I'm managing
my... You just click on the screen.
Yeah, that's everything kind of has a timer. You click on it, and you get different resources, and based on how you manage your resources... is how healthy your vault's doing. You get attacked by things. You send people out in the wayside.
My vault's pretty healthy.
My, don't call that.
At least I'm not the only one that went dirty places with that. I went to dark, dark places.
That's what I'm here for, boys.
Linda.
Oh, my God.
but the idea is that you manage that... You manage your different levels. You have your power, you have your food, you have your water. What? I try to keep a straight face.
Is your son outside the door?
What the fuck?
Yep.
What are you doing outside the door? Thought you were playing a video game.
Trying not to laugh his ass off.
Thought you were playing a video game.
Oh, he's trying not to laugh his ass off. It's amazing.
He's on the floor now. I heard it.
Nice.
God damn.
Yo, we broke my kid.
I thought he wasn't allowed back here because this ain't.
He wasn't supposed to be.
What the?
I'm trying not to make noise.
So yeah, now your media's turned up. It's endearing, but it is one of those things you can't just sit and play because you got to wait a large amount of time for things to happen. So it's been one of those things that I take the break.
I hear that's a common problem and there's medication for it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But you create a vault, and then you manage resources and items and things like that, and you get rewarded with caps, which is what you use to build new rooms, and it's kind of done XCOM style, where you can see a side view of a vault, and you're building rooms that have different functions. Overall, it's not Fallout. It's endearing. It's fun when you're not doing a lot of other things. I mean, honestly, I have been playing it a lot. I played it the other day when I was fixing my car.
Vault
or not
69.
Actually fixing my car, waiting on it. I played it.
I understand you like seeing yourself on screen.
Shut the hell up.
That boy.
You just like the music, huh?
I'm just telling you, all you need to do is shave, dress up that way, and send that shit to ZeniMax and everyone else who's involved in Fallout. Dude, that's your in.
He's going to be like to Jared E3. From Subway or Fallout.
That's your in to any con.
Well, you heard about that guy that sent in all the bottle caps to Bethesda and ended up getting a free copy of Fallout 4 when it releases?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah, you heard about that? It was on Reddit.
He paid for it in caps?
He sent him like a, you know that big old butt bucket I have out there for all the cigarette butts?
Yeah.
He sent in a big old steel bucket full of bottle caps, like 1,100 or something like that.
He paid caps
and
for
they,
his game?
They enjoyed the reference, and he put it on like Imgur and things like that. And they enjoyed it so much they went ahead and decided to give him that. Now, I doubt that other people doing the exact same thing are going to get it. But think about how much he ended up spending. He'd been saving bottle caps for a while, so...
I'm just saying, you could be their real-life vault boy at their cons without them having to make a suit and pay an actor. They could just pay you.
Well,
it's totally
lost,
true.
I've lost enough hair that I don't think it would work quite right.
No, it would.
No, it would.
It really would.
Yeah.
Do you think they take bottle caps entirely?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Did you turn it down? There's a volume button on your phone. I don't know if you know that or not. There you go,
my kid's gone now. I can say shit like that.
Are you sure?
Vault 723.
I thought you were 69.
I did 169.
Yeah, baby. Did you?
I didn't want to
be. That was the one I did.
Oh, you did.
I don't want to be just like Nos. Wow. I want to be different.
Well, that's always a good
thing. Well, the first one I did was Vault 101, and I failed miserably.
Did you 69 with anybody, or was it by yourself?
Well, I was playing the game by myself.
How the fuck?
You're bending.
I mean, it's not even possible. It's impossible.
It's like a Mobius strip.
You saw that Tool album. You know which one I'm talking about, the holographic cover?
Yeah. I think I still own that, actually.
So, in general, I think it's fun. It's a time waster. You don't have to really spend money. You can spend money for lunch boxes, and lunch boxes you unlock with the little, like,
lunch
quests.
Lunch boxes and 69.
But the
it's
the,
169.
But the lunch box
I like
is
it better my way.
Well, your way would be wrong.
That's okay.
But the lunch boxes themselves actually have like so you'll complete a quest and it'll give you like a suit, a gun, some extra caps, and some other things. Sometimes it gives you an extra vault dweller, and the idea is to get as many vault dwellers in there as possible.
Well, that's cool.
And it's free. Main it's now on dwellers. Android, and that's why I'm so happy.
Yeah, I saw it on there.
Like it came out the day I was like, I don't have anything to do. I'm sitting here waiting at the muffler shop.
Yep.
And I was like, fuck.
Might as well play it.
I was like, and then I was looking on
so
Reddit.
So you were saying, having 69 in the muffler shop?
No.
That's what I heard.
Not a bit. But overall, I think it's a pretty decent clicker. It's the best clicker I have versus everything else that I've done. Shut up, Babs.
I'm just glad there's finally somebody in the room that goes these places as instantaneously as I do.
Well, I do because I lead myself into these places so often that I sometimes...
I bet you do.
Yeah, he
so
walks
So what
right.
you're saying is when you think about you, you touch yourself?
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Ah. Well, I like me. That being said... I'm going to actually take it further.
Oh, my God. Even further down the rabbit hole?
I went and played Elder Scrolls Online.
You what?
Yep.
You traitor.
My friend Travis texted me while I was at work the other day. He's like, hey, I need a buddy to play ESO.
It's not bad. On Twitch, people play it. It looks really good.
It doesn't feel like everything's as broken, though. All my add-ons are fucking broke.
Updating.
Yeah, I was trying to update it, and that wasn't working. But... I got to figure that out. But either way, the combat seems better. I'm using an archer. And
if you get the, activate. What is it? There's one, the, something that I forget, but you can do like, get over here.
Oh, that's a Dragon Knight.
Yeah, Dragon Knight.
That basically really Scorpion.
Cool. Yeah, buddy.
And I'm thinking about creating one of those characters. Those look really cool. Like, since I have 3 days off, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to, well, that's what I have now. I'm probably going to create a Dragon Knight to play solo.
You might as well. They look really cool.
So, that'd be something that I'm probably going to play a little bit, and I'll be able to give some kind of report at that point. I have a higher level character that I'll dick around with a little bit. I was going to say I played some Starbound.
What is Starbound?
Starbound's like Terraria, but with extra planets. Have you ever played Terraria?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Like, there's basically you complete a series of quests, and it gives you a boss level that's pre-made.
Okay.
It's fairly inexpensive. It's still like $20, and they're going to release it on Xbox One fairly soon. At some point, Trent will release the video. We recorded a quick or a tilt look for it.
Yeah.
And we'll have a video kind of showing off mid-level plays for Starbound. So I think cool. people will like that. Yeah. But in general, I mean, there's not a lot of new games. There's stuff coming out here pretty soon. I know that, like...
Taken King comes out next month.
And then we got Shadowrun, Hong Kong coming out soon. So hopefully I'll have time to play that a little before we do a show. And I'll just say this real quick before we jump into some of the other things, because I'm going to bring this up to segue into something Jason's been playing. Yep. We're going to do a Witcher spoiler cast next week.
Yep, I finally finished the bitch this week.
So
that next fucking bitch.
So
I know, right?
We figured it's about time for us to do a spoiler cast. We haven't done one since Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one here that did a spoiler cast, because, God, that was like episode 12.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know is still on the web. I don't think Trent's uploaded them back that far.
I think the Dota tournament has...
No, it's in archive.
...some merit to mention right now.
Well, we'll talk about that after the break.
Okay.
But yeah. Witcher 3, you did finally beat that bitch, right?
I did, finally.
So I know you can't go into mm-hmm. spoilers, because we're going to do that all yeah. next week. But what you think?
I like it. I need to play it a few more times and see how many different endings.
Well, there's like 137 endings.
Yeah, I know. I just
want... 120-hour game.
He just wants to have sex on the unicorn again. That's the reason why he's going to do it.
Yep.
That sounds painful as fuck.
It's stuffed.
No, that's stuffed. It's stuffed.
And if you like it underwater, narwhals.
No, really. I just want to go back. Like, I just want to go back through not being a man horn, see how it finishes.
Causing a commotion.
So, we got a lot of games that came out this year. What, as far as things that we're going to talk about at the end of the year, do you think it's going to make it on your list?
Who, what? Oh, you mean like...
Like your top five?
I just tuned in. Sorry, guys. What are we talking about now?
The Witcher 3.
Oh, okay.
Just talking.
I will be honest. After finishing it, it's going to be really hard for anything else to top it.
Or Narwhal.
Unless Fallout 4 is really good.
Unless Fallout 4 just
blows
me away.
I think what we need to do is we need to win Earl an Xbox One and get him some Witcher.
Do this shit.
Xbox One.
We're
going to
come up with Let's Get Grandpa Earl.
God, I'm telling you, I would.
Xbox One.
I'd even get the internet once I got it.
And maybe a push button phone.
Boom, boom, boom. Kickstarter.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I know. That's a little fast for slow. You.
Listen, if I get a push button phone, what will Phyllis do? All right. I'm just saying. Phyllis needs a job. I ain't trying to take her job from her.
Start up a Kickstarter. Logging in now.
So get Grandpa Earl. GoFundMe.
Get a fund me for Earl.
You'd have to do a GoFundMe because Kickstarter will kick it out because it's not a project. It's not a.
It is a project.
Ooh, you could build it up and be like, "Help! Let's help bring bring my Grandpa Earl into the new digital age with an Xbox One."
Boom. There you go.
What are you gonna do for stretch
Welcome
goals?
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah. What are we gonna do? What are you gonna do for stretch goals?
Well, I think they outlaw some of that stuff.
But what are we gonna do?
But no, after finishing it, I'd like to play it again and be able to play it more consistently. Because Justin and Rusty
figured out a few different ways to interrupt my
gameplay.
Why is it always about him?
Wait. Interrupt my gameplay. You because we wanted you to play other games with other people, you're gonna bitch about that?
Why you gotta be so antisocial?
Oh, yeah, you fucking
You ruined his life, Rusty!
I'm sorry. Fuck.
No, they're fucking
Get off my lawn!
They're fucking contradictions and skin bags.
Skin bags? Is that what you call it?
Wow. Gamus interruptus.
You know, they sit there, they play That's so been.
Good. You sit there on your iron throne in your ivory tower, and you try to tell me how to play, you PC master race.
They spend a week and a half straight playing this game, and they finish it. I'm trying to play this game and finish it.
And you just can't finish.
And they're like.
He can't finish.
They're like.
We keep interrupting.
Dude. Destiny. Destiny.
Look.
Destiny.
Look, fucker. You were playing Destiny while we were doing this, and you had plenty of opportunity to actually say, hey, I want to do the Nightfall. And God forbid, we want to play a fucking game with you for a day. One fucking day. Two fucking hours at the most.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Even though the House of Wolves
had... All I'm hearing is fucking wah, 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 wah,
when the House of Wolves came out.
Wah, wah, wah. When you're not allowed to finish, you can get pretty cranky.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Well, I mean...
That can cause blue controllers.
Blue controllers?
I still have them.
Blue controllers.
Hey, it's a problem and it's real.
The struggle is fucking real, motherfuckers.
It's a problem, sir.
I have been denied proper release many times.
They have medication for that.
Dude, you've had plenty of time to play that game. You have. We have given you way more time than it took us to beat that fucking game.
Well, we gave him, like, what, 2 months?
It was
so
about...
you had extra time to finish, is what he's saying. And you just couldn't... close the deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't take a week off like some fuckers to finish it.
Well, you know.
I didn't take a week off. I was still working.
What, 4 hours?
He was able to close
5 hours
the deal.
A day for, no, it was 20 hours a week.
Wasn't it finals week when it came out?
No, it came out right afterwards, I think.
Yeah, well, that was lucky as hell.
No shit, right?
Because Fallout 4 comes out during...
No, it was finals week, and I had to wait until after my finals to start it up.
And I got ahead of you.
Yep. No. Yep.
So what I'm hearing is you came up from behind.
To be fair, I didn't get to buy the game until July.
A big old grizzly bear.
Be fair, I didn't get to buy the game until July, so that's why.
Still,
it took so
you
long.
Got plenty of fucking time to play that game, though. And you're gonna sit
my
there.
My question is this:
I'm
gonna complain about
shit
understand.
Because you know,
did
was,
he beat the game already?
Yeah, he beat. Yeah,
what's
beat
he bitching about?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Here's the thing. It's not like he doesn't have any distractions other than normal life. It's not like he has, you know, little ones to take care of or stuff like that. He has a dog and a cat, I think.
He has a dog,
whoa,
two cats.
Whoa, dude. I
his
appreciate
wife.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm married. I appreciate you playing footsies and all, but I'm married. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, at the same time that he was trying to play that game, his wife was trying to beat Dead Rising 3. And
so there was a little bit of fight for the...
So my thing is, he should have pleaded his case as to why they should have two Xbox Ones.
It's fair.
It's a very good point. That way, and I heard you can, like, link them together, so then they could have been, like, spending time with each other while they were playing. I'm just saying, that's family. That's quality time.
Family time.
That's quality time.
And if you both get to finish, that prevents blue controllers.
Plus, the other upside is his woman enjoys playing video games. It's not like he has to wait till people go to bed.
Well, that's the funny thing.
Like at 11 at night or midnight
and then
play a game.
And then sleep 4 hours and then wake up to play 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're still making it through DA Origins, aren't you?
Oh, my God. You don't understand.
A year ago,
how hard it is with kids and a wife that doesn't like video games.
Listen,
I tell you, I did play it though. I did. Play, I got so this is how old, you know how you're
we've
old.
We've been talking about this since
listen,
Christmas.
Listen, you know how you're old when your character even gets lost in a mine and you're looking at a map. Okay, that's how
are
you know you're old.
Zork now because
no,
that's really, really
you
old
have
school.
To go down. What is the thing called?
Not Elm's Deep, but it might as well be, right?
Pretty much.
You
got to go.
The
gotta
dark
west.
Road.
The dark road, yeah.
Go left.
Exactly. You got to go down there, and you got them little damn dwarf bullies are like, "Dude, you can't come down here. We're not going to let you." So you get down there, and I got this book, and I go, and I think I went the right way, and I clue this out, and I'm like, I am not seeing. The first thing it says is, you go up here and you hang a left, and there's going to be some guys going, "We can't let you pass," and then they attack you. I never encountered these guys. I spent, no lie, 6 hours trying to find these guys, right?
2 days?
3 days. 3 days. 2 hours a day. While the kids were sleeping. Taking a nap. Anyway, so I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm not in the right spot. No, of course I'm in the right spot. I this and that. I went down. Yeah. No, I wasn't in the right spot. A day later, I go there. I find the bullies. And then I'm like, oh, now I got to quit. I haven't played in like 4 days. But yeah, I'm so old, I got lost looking at a strategy map telling me where to go.
You should just freeform it.
God, I tell you. But I did a lot of killing, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
You ground some XP up.
I did. I like how that when you get the dwarf dude that takes over for Alistair, because I know everyone likes Shale, but I really enjoy Alistair.
He's a good tank.
I like him. The dwarf that enters your party, they just like, yeah, I think the game designer's like, because him and Morgana, a.k.a. I make out with her every 15 minutes, and the other girl's like, yes, please, go ahead. Please go ahead. Oh, and it's always when we're bloody. I wait till we're bloody, so it's like the spoils of war, then we make out, hoping to get her in bed again. But he argues like Alistair. I'm like, did the game designers just like, it doesn't matter what tank's in there, him and Morgana's going to argue with each other the same way.
So,
but no, I am now in the right, I'm down the right path of the mine. I'm down in the right path of the mine. And I'm hopefully going to complete.
Yeah. So this year,
this year, I'm going to beat it.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You don't think I'm going to?
Hey, Earl, I will give you $10. You can finish that game this year.
Well, someone's going to take a vacation. $10.
Buy you Arby's.
Shit.
Hey, shit. We're doing a budget. That $10 is
going to buy him Arby's. That's still 30 minutes.
That's three birthdays right there.
Three?
God, birthdays? That's three birthdays.
I know.
Not for you guys, because I'm going to take $10. I'm going to invest it like in a mason jar buried on the ground.
Okay.
And each year you guys have your birthday, I'm going to take $3 out.
Oh, sweet.
Next 3 years, I'm just saying. There we go. We got it.
Damn.
There's going to be next year, there's going to be a bonus with your birthday present.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in hog heaven.
Not going to say what it is, but it's a little round piece of candy. It's a butterscotch. I'm not going to say what it is, though. You have to figure that out yourself.
Ooh, piece of candy.
That's a Werther's Original. I'm not going to lie to you. I honestly didn't look at it, and I didn't have enough money, but I was going to buy some Werther's Original and give them to you this year. But I said, you're not there yet. Next year, we're doing it. I almost achieved my dream. Me and the kids were at IHOP, and I saw Billy Parker. No one to say what Billy Parker is, probably. Anyways.
It's Billy Parker.
Exactly. And I said hi to him, and I sat down with the kids, and I guess my hair was a little bit grayer than normal. And we got to the very end. The waitress goes,
do you have...
Can I see your ID? And I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, oh, okay, you're not 55. I almost got the senior discount.
Oh, my God.
So close! She almost gave it to me, but my ID was there. Right there.
So...
Right
so
there. It was right there.
What you're saying is... You're that close. You just need a fake ID just so you
I
can
do. I need a fake ID.
A fake senior ID.
I need it. I was
That's
there.
That's amazing.
That's my bucket list is to get that senior discount.
No, I just want to be fucking guarded.
You don't
guarded.
Even need to do that. All you need to do is fake an AARP card.
Ooh,
That's it.
I hope you know AARP is like targeting the younger audience now. Me and the missus
really?
Saw the commercials. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I guess they're trying to show that it's more than just old people's.
But it's not.
It's
I
not.
Know, but they really the commercials
it's
they have.
Synonymous with old people.
So that's another deal breaker when it comes to ways to break up a date. I have an AARP.
So yeah. Ooh.
Ask the waitress. Can I have the senior discount?
Pay for your dinner in pennies.
Ooh, here's one.
Hey, that
you
shit
can say you can
heads.
Say
that's
you can say
I'm
something
saying.
Like Scientology needs another follower.
Come wow.
On. You could. I showed the missus a Scientology commercial that almost got me to join Scientology.
Have
and then I realized it was Scientology, what it was. And I was like, oh, and I went back to playing WoW.
Have you read the black book?
Have you?
No.
The little black book or the big black book?
What level do you have to be to read the black book?
Ooh.
I got the perfect one. During dinner at the date, you just stop,
drop
stare at her for a second. Say, what's your name again?
Wow.
Do you like butt sex? That can go one of two ways. Could be a really bad day.
And then
or
you
really
freeze, and then you freeze when they go yes. And you're like,
oh,
shit.
Exactly.
Check, 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 please.
Or you just go giggity.
You're never prepared when, like, the female initiates it.
You're never prepared for anal sex.
You are never prepared for surprise butt sex.
I'm just saying.
You know,
not like on you. I mean, like, initiates, like, we're about to have anal sex.
Wait, 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 wait. How exactly does the female initiate
so
butt
I'm not,
sex?
So here's the thing.
Does she
so,
just back up
no, no, no.
and smile?
So in my experience, this is mine. Back when I was a single man.
Explain.
I went to the bar. I went to the bar.
In the 1940s.
In the 1940s. I had to know the certain knock.
You put down your fedora.
I had a certain knock and the password.
Okay.
Met a very understandable lady that was a little bit older than I was.
Mm. Very she was nice born body. In
1910. Oh. No, 1900s. And we hit it off. A little crazy in her eye.
Little crazy?
That was what I was attracted to back in the day. Okay. Still am, but this is different kind of crazy. But she was like, let's go back to your place.
Done.
Okay, cool, let's go. It was like less than a mile from my apartment. So we go back.
Do you think you got this out of the Playboy editor's column?
No, this is on a story. Four Aces, that was the bar I went to. That's over there by the Reesers.
It's been closed for 10 years.
No, it isn't. It's still 20, open. It's 20. Still open. It closed in 1924. I was there in 1922. Anyways, so we go back and we're, you know, having a pleasant conversation about the universe and physics and, you know, what have you. And then
and
one thing
relations,
led, one thing led
what?
To another. And, you know, making out, what have you. And then she's like,
I like it in the butt.
No, no. But she goes, do you have any water?
It's five words.
Do you have any water? What?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we got water. So literally, the living room is here, right? This is the living room.
Okay.
At my old apartment. No, I don't think anyone ever went. Anyways, you would walk this way. So it's like, I got up. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be right back. Here's my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not that far.
Not far.
Opened it up, got in there, turned around, butt naked. I'm like, oh, well, hell yeah, we're going to do this thing. And I gave it to her, and she was, and all of a sudden, she like, on all fours, and went, let's do this. And I'm like, oh, hell, I know what this means. Let's do this thing. And that's how it initiated. And it was all right. It wasn't bad. But yeah, she's like, she didn't have no lube, so she just dumped it.
That, my friends, is surprise butt sex.
Surprise butt sex. It was,
that's
too.
Reverse surprise.
It was surprise butt sex. And I was not ready. I had to go get a condom. I didn't know what was happening. But yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, huh.
Back then, they were made out of sheepskin.
It's true. It's true. I make
back
sure I poked a couple
made
extra
of the
holes.
Blood of innocent
I poked a couple extra holes in it because I know you can't get pregnant by butt sex. So
good.
We were good. I did for a couple days.
Dark places.
What exactly were you letting
days.
Through?
For a couple days, I had that action going on.
Never
but
mind.
You know, it was all right. I took some penicillin.
The
and
clap.
Took some penicillin. It was all right. But yeah, it was surprise butt
was
sex.
Was it the fast clap or the slow clap?
Depending on how fast my stream of pee was.
Wait, why in the fuck was there a stream of pee in this story? No, I don't want to know. Never mind.
This is like a totally different We had two different stories, and she just murdered
the one. Hey, Justin.
Yeah?
I thought we had some kind of structure going.
We've been following the structure pretty well.
Yeah, it had Earl's surprise butt
shit.
Sex on there.
But
you didn't know that?
Earl's surprise butt sex.
I have spent...
That's the only time it's ever happened, too.
I've spent half of this podcast
with my hand.
It
was a Christmas miracle.
It really was. And the next day, I got up and went over and saw the Comos, because we were going out to see Brian Medler play.
No,
and I was outside smoking a cigarette with Como, and I told him a story, and he just goes,
yeah, shakes his head, man.
And then he looks in the living room and just goes, I fucking hate you.
There's the water standing.
And then his ex-wife came out, and what are you talking about? We're like, nothing? You ready to go? I'm like, yeah, let's go. And I put the cigarette out.
Be a good friend. Don't tell your other friends that you've had anal sex.
Oh, no, he wanted to know. He was like, what happened? How did it happen? And I told him, he was like...
Actually, what he was asking was, do I want to sit on this couch?
Exactly.
No, no, we were outside on his patio when he lived in the apartment up on the third floor.
So is it his house?
Do I want to sit on his patio?
No, I went to his apartment because we were going to see Brian Medler play, and that's where I told him the story.
I met him.
But you didn't bring the girl over to him.
No, she left like at 2 in the morning. Like when it was done, like her daughter called and was like, "Are you gonna come home?" She was like, "I'm on my way," and then she left. And I was like, "What?"
She was like, "No, I was busy having surprise butt sex."
No. She said, "Mommy." She said, "Mommy, mommy's on the way. I got tied up."
There you go.
She did get tied up. You didn't tell that part of the story.
You know, there was no tying up. There was. I can't believe this is happening.
There you go. My kids are texting me.
My kids are texting me.
My kid would like to meet
My husband is texting me.
That's more
me.
Than five, but...
Yeah.
That's a date killer.
My husband is texting me.
So, surprising, shameful story. That happened to me once, and then that relationship ended very quickly.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Is that the story of how you met her mom? Oh!
So, last but not least...
Oh, no.
Oh, this is nothing dirty.
Yay! Wait,
what the hell are we talking about it for then?
Are we going to go back to PG-13 now?
No, we're not.
All right. Elite Dangerous.
Oh,
Rusty knows how to fight now.
Yay! You know how to fight? Yes. What happened? Whoa, fatality.
I'm a scrapper.
He spent 3 days traveling from the Milky Way.
All right, so people who have been listening to the story I said, I'm going to buy Elite Dangerous. And then for the first, like, I was like... I don't know what the fuck to do. I know I want to go exploring, so I go explore, and a month passes, and I'm out exploring.
Is this the story of how you went to straight out of Compton?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I
wonder. Oh, you had to bring it there.
Wow. Now, this...
I've seen so many of those goddamn memes. I'm so fucking sick of it.
So this guy over on the other side of this fucking table here, he's like, I don't know if I want to play this game if you're not going to be back.
What game is it?
It's Elite Dangerous.
What's Elite Dangerous?
It's a game.
Okay.
It's about flying spaceships in a sandbox.
Hell yeah!
And Justin's over there going, well, you'll never be back. You'll just be out there forever.
Why does he sound like Deputy Dog?
Maybe.
I'm starting to feel like it. I'm like, I'm sitting here doing bounties and everything else, and Rusty's like, I discovered yet another star.
I know.
Oh,
Eeyore. I'm like, look... I found a terraform of the planet.
I'm 30,000 light years out, and I've never shot a gun in this game.
Justin did kind of start sounding like this. Nobody wants to play Elite Dangerous with me.
It was bad.
Okay, Eeyore.
I'm just going to go home.
I'm starting to get frustrated. I'm a little frustrated.
So when you get frustrated, you sound like a mixture between Deputy Dog and Eeyore?
Yes. And it's really fucking, it's really depressing when I hear it on Curse. I'm on Curse, and he's like, man, it would be really nice to have, it would be really nice to, you know, be able to play with somebody, and I'm like, all right,
did you ask him if he found that Japanese dude, the old Japanese dude? No. Because he was looking for him to play with, remember? Maybe. Back in the day? Did you ever find that old Japanese dude?
Or maybe a nice Thai girl.
I haven't turned on my Wii in a while.
So you haven't been proactively looking for the old Japanese dude.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
No, is Curse like the Curse the new Ventrilo? Is that
basically.
What it is?
Well, it's kind
Curse
of like
that. Okay. It's actually got better quality than Skype.
It uses less resources
and fucks up way less.
So all the bases do not belong
to
him?
It ties into a lot of games, too, so you can see what...
Is that the Curse client? Like what you used to use for a while?
Yeah, and now they have a chat client, too.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I got you.
And it's really lightweight. It works really easily.
You have to press a button to talk?
No.
Nope.
Man, that is nice. I hated that with the old Ventrilo. God, I hated that.
Well, I liked it because I could actually talk to other people and not have everybody listening.
Oh, you liked having that button so you didn't F up.
Right. So
private channel toggle.
No, I don't like having that button.
True.
So... What this guy did,
y'all know where the button is.
What this guy did is he laid on the fucking he laid on the guilt real thick.
The button's hard to find though.
Jesus Christ,
hey, man! Why won't they let you tell your story? Hey, he let you talk. Let him tell his story.
Earl, do you need a hug?
No, but Rusty would like to finish his story before he goes. See this brain crease that got bigger.
Rusty,
let the man talk.
After all of this, I feel like I need, like, a dinner out.
Hey, I am listening to you, buddy. Keep talking.
All right, so this guy, he's like, he lays on the fucking guilt real fucking thick.
This guy right here?
Yeah, this guy right here.
He can lay on the guilt.
Yeah.
God damn it, I wanted a fucking wingman.
And he's like, I want a fucking wingman. And
oh, now he sounds like something else.
Man of many voices, I see.
So I'm like, fine, fuck it. I'm turning this bus around and I'm going to fly home. It takes me three fucking days. O'Doyle rules.
Yeah. O'Doyle rules!
It takes me three fucking days to get back. And I sell all of my fucking exploration data for 50 million credits. And ooh, I'm rolling in fucking cash now. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to... I'm trying to fit my fucking ship for combat. And he's like, I'm going to log off now.
What? After you did all that?
I get back, sell all this shit, fit my ship up, and you like...
I have a bedtime about midnight.
And you're like, I'm tired. Oh, bedtime of midnight. Yawn. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Well, here's the thing. Why didn't he tell you that before you sold your shit? That's not cool. I feel like he bait and switched you.
I did.
Rusty selling his shit was an hour and a half ago.
It's not your fault
that he's not as good a player as you and you got more stuff. I think he was just jealous and he wanted to see you sell it all. That's what I think.
He's jealous now because I've got way more cash than he
does. Hell yeah. Uncle Moneybags.
Not totally jealous.
But, I mean...
That's not what his diary says.
Yeah. So I got into combat. I actually started playing fucking combat and this guy's like, I don't know. Well, the only fucking thing I've got to do while I'm exploring is read websites. So I'm, like, book learning the rest of fucking Elite Dangerous because I don't have any guns on my ship. And I'm like, we need to go to resource extraction sites and do bounties and bounty hunt there. And he's like, oh, these fucking places are fucking boring. They don't have anything happening here. It's terrible. And he's like, and I'm like, okay, just wait. Just give it a fucking second. And like six ships fucking come in. We start fucking doing combat. And he's like, oh, well, this is kind of cool. And he's like,
is that what I said?
Yawn. I'm going to bed.
I stayed for about an hour fighting way past when I should have gone to bed.
Yeah, well, fucking...
I had to wake up at 5:30 the next
day. I know when it's time for fucking old man Justin to go to bed because he fucking starts yawning crazy-like.
Hey, we work stupid fucking early. We really do.
Earl, what's your bedtime?
It depends. If I'm really tired and the missus says she's going to bed, 9 or 10.
Jeez. That's the start of my day.
If it's like a Tuesday night or a Sunday, midnight, 1 o'clock.
I'm a college student. I don't get sleep.
But I've been going to bed here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but you don't have to be at work till like 9 or 10.
So,
and I used to have to be at work at 9:30. So, but it's changed to 8, and then getting there early means I got to be there at 7:30. Which means
so, what are you going
to
do when you?
And my boss is like, if you're not there at 6:30, you're late.
Oh, well, fuck you.
6:30. Tell them your salary. You don't pay me for this shit.
Start leaving 30 minutes early.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. As soon as I go salary, that's what we'll say.
Oh, man. No, I couldn't. My internal clock does not fucking allow me to go. I go to bed at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. I can't get up at 6:30. I'm not functional before noon.
What time do you have to?
So,
what time do you have to? Don't you still work at the college?
I work at the college, but it's noon.
Yeah.
Oh, noon. When you go to when you start school up, what's your earliest class?
5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh well, never mind then.
Yeah, I take night classes.
We're not friends anymore. Cool.
I take night classes because of two fucking reasons. One, they're convenient for me. Yeah. I can still work. I don't have to wake up. 4 hours
worth
of work
or whatever. 5 hours.
Yeah,
of work.
I don't. Yeah. I can still work between, like, noon and 5, and then I go to fucking class for 3 hours.
And then you come home.
The other fucking thing is that I am seriously non-functional before noon.
I know, buddy. I know.
Rusty never has been.
Just explain yourself. It's okay.
Yeah, there are times that I've asked Rusty, he's like, do you want to start, like, at a 10? He's like, no.
Oh, God.
Rusty, you're 34. You don't need any habits now, buddy, okay?
I'm old.
You're almost old.
I am old.
You're 43.
I'm 1 year past the third way through the fucking.
Well,
life
I did bar. Learn when I went to the Philippines. After 30, you just sit around and wait on death. So you're already there, my friend.
See,
there's a plan.
So all of us are waiting around for death.
Yep.
Even Jason now.
Mm-hmm. Sitting around waiting on death.
Damn.
That's what we do.
Damn.
So before we hit our break, I do want to say happy official birthday, Rusty.
Thanks.
Yay! Happy birthday, Rusty! Wee!
Ass face.
Fuck.
And after all of his fucking moaning and complaining about RNGesus not being kind to him.
Fuck you.
The day after his birthday.
All right. Oh, yeah, we'll Destiny decides to sell Galahorn on Xur's shop.
Oh, my God.
And,
so,
then, and then to make it even worse,
we run the Nightfall, and what drops?
The fucking Galahorn dropped for me. So
I have a birthday present.
I have a picture saying that I earned the fucking Galahorn, which is one of the things that I really wanted to talk about. Is there's a big fucking piss off fucking... Like, the Bungie forums were destroyed that day because there were people going... Oh, these noobs are getting fucking Galahorn. I ground that 1,000 hours. Fuck you guys. Every single fucking one of you. Fuck you guys. You want to know why? I played 1,000 hours and that fucking thing didn't drop for me. It fucking dropped for these two motherfuckers. I didn't get it.
But you had a
got more game time than
Look. See his brain? See his brain crease? When he gets mad, he gets bigger. Y'all need to stop making him so mad.
Listen.
You're being too subtle, Rusty. I think you should really let it
out. Listen, Rusty. Listen. Look here.
What?
Focus. On your birthday, did it drop?
It dropped after my birthday.
See?
The day after. Day after.
But listen. That's the game's way of saying it loves you.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
So now you don't need to be mad no more.
Oh no, I'm not mad at Destiny. I'm mad at the other people.
No, don't be mad at them no more. You have it now. You're cool. Okay? Just let go of that anger.
Rusty and Earl have
I feel friends. Really relaxed. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. There we go. Continue.
Earl's the Rusty Whisperer.
I really am. I can tell when he really gets mad because his brain crease gets big.
No.
Unlike some other part that gets big.
And you would know.
Well, I do. Hey. I've dropped this open one too many times. I just think to myself,
Rusty,
WWBD.
A couple years ago, Rusty said he couldn't do it anymore because the beard tickled.
That's why I dropped the soap now.
I was just saying in the barf costume, that wasn't a tail.
Oh, I gotta show you. I found your girlfriend.
No.
I found your girlfriend. I did. No. You'll like it. I showed Justin, and he agreed. I'll show them first. I'll show them first, okay?
No.
I'll show them first, yes.
No.
Yes. Hold on. Where's she at? Let me find her again.
I may have dressed up as Barf, but I don't like furry chicks.
Where is she at?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I deleted her. No, I deleted her. I found her and I deleted her. No. I'm gonna have to go on break and find her.
So with that, we're gonna hit a break, and we will be back with some news.
Fair? God help you all.
If you survived this long,
stay tuned. Back.
Woohoo!
So, I guess this is news, huh?
What?
Second half.
Oh my God! We're actually gonna get into fucking news?
Hey, so I will talk. I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to bring up is a lot of us were watching International the other week.
Indeed, fucking amazing games, dude.
That's some badass shit.
That is awesome. And that's saying something because she doesn't know what the game's like.
I watched it. I had no fucking clue.
But it was really exciting when you watched it.
But it was really amazing. Yeah, it really
was. Yeah, I mean, the commentation on it was fucking fantastic.
Whatever. Well, the graphics were pretty.
Flashy shit.
To be fair, though, like, getting Dota took us, what, 100 hours?
Yeah.
Understand what a BKB was. Like, we never really ever got to that level when we played.
Right.
BKB. And then I'd have to continue explaining.
MKB. Essentially,
it's an item that if people use magic attacks against you, you get, what, 2 seconds of immunity?
No, it's you start out as, like, 9 seconds or something like that, and then every time you use it, the duration goes down. So it's, like, 9, 8, and then 5, and then 3 or some shit. I don't know.
Either way, it's a super powerful item that people get, but they throw around the term BKB all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, what, 130-something-odd characters that all play differently with different roles?
Yes, with different items.
She got the gist of it, though. I was explaining to her as we were watching the last game.
People were fighting people. John Lennon would have been pissed, but I was pretty happy.
Oh, man.
But I know some people are saying don't identify it with a country, but I think the biggest story was... What was the kid's
Murka.
Name?
Murka!
The kid's name on the team? Was it Sahim or... You know what I'm talking about? The kid from Pakistan that immigrated to the U.S. to play for EG? So anyways, there was a kid that's 16 years old that, like, most of the players in the team are, like, mid to late 20s. And they grabbed this kid off the internet they met that's a really serious Dota player that's actually been playing since he was a real kid. Like, not that he, I mean, he's a teenager now, but, like, tiny, like, 8 years old. He's been playing Dota. And he's actually a super strong player. Like, one of their best players was a kid that was 16 years old. And I just thought it was a cool story because they'd won a lot of tournaments, like, the qualifiers going up to it. Made a decent amount of money. He's making money for his family, bringing everybody over. And then, you know, they win the massive tournament where they're all... Because Valve pays for the tax before they win, so they actually get the money.
Six point six mil.
6.6 million divided by five people, and that kid came from freaking Pakistan, which I know that the income ratio there is much different than it is here.
Yeah, it's ginormous.
It's a freaking success story, I think. Or, you know, it's like the classic American, like, immigrant story, you know?
It's fantastic.
Samail, yeah. That's right. And I can't remember what his character's...
Samail.
Is it just Samail?
Yeah, good it's, for you, Samail. With one instead of an I, but yeah, it's Samail.
Yeah, and Samail was a badass.
Fucking, oh my god. The $6 million
slam.
Freaking Echo Slam.
That was bad.
When I saw that, I didn't even know what fucking happened. So I'm like,
what's the name of the character?
Shit blew up. I don't even care.
It was Earthshaker that.
It was Earthshaker plus the Ice Blast.
That was Ancient Apparition. He started. He used his super
on a Roshan pit against the other characters. And they're all there. What happened them.
Was is Earthshaker. Blinks in. I think it was Universe or Fear that did it. But basically, he blinks in and uses his super, and the entire team inside the Roshan pit goes fucking dead, like almost immediately.
Yeah, they did that. Plus, they used the nuke from what's his name, the copter. I can't
remember. Yeah, a gyrocopter.
Gyrocopter.
Oh my god!
So it's like a three ulti combo that wipes the whole team. That actually changed the course of the whole game.
That if they hadn't have done that. They would have lost that game. Yeah. They would have lost that game for sure. But that was the biggest play of the international, and when I saw that, my jaw dropped.
I know, I was texting you. I was like, did you just see that?
My jaw dropped.
And then you were looking on the internet, and like moments later, they're calling it the $6 million slam.
Yep. That was fucking amazing.
But there were some really good games, and that last game was played with a lot of heart. Like, they played to the very, very bitter end. And of course they're going to, because the other team, if they lost... Well, they lost, but a hell of a game. It was a hell of a tournament, really. I mean, you watched all day Saturday.
I watched
like all my days off. I was watching intermittently while I played other stuff.
I watched from day two on through the end, and I was fairly religious about watching, you know, all the games.
I watched probably a third of the games.
Yeah, and
but, I mean, the last day I had to sit there and actually. I had to actually work, so that part sucked. And I got home just in time for the second to last game.
Wow, God damn, having
to make a living. Right. Well, I mean, I had those days off, so I was...
Downer.
No, for me, I brought it up on my TV. I was up to a point where the action was so intense that I wanted to actually watch it as it was being played. So I booted up the Dota 2 client, and I was, you know, watching it while they were playing it live. And, yeah, dude, those games were fucking fantastic, though. The biggest one, the best game, the absolute best game.
The random 10-on-10.
The 10v10 all-star game, dude.
Yeah, so they did this thing for people who weren't watching. So this is being watched by millions of people. Like, Deadmau5 played at the end of the tournament. There's this big stadium that was filled up with people.
He shitted that up, though. I mean, he really fucked that up.
But... On top of that, so they choose on the All-Star game, they just choose five people. They get picked two captains, and it was what? The kid that's been gaming for a while that's really good. Big Daddy. Big Daddy, mm-hmm. And then what's his name? Han or Chuan?
Yeah, Chuan.
And they're both younger gamers, but they're both really good and really well-known in the Dota community. And so they went and they picked five people from all the random teams that played. So, you know, these people all have a sense of camaraderie. Like, they know people from other countries that play because they all play against each other in all these other tournaments. So they picked five random people, and then they decided to pick five people per team from the audience.
which was fantastic.
So it's 10v10 Dota. It was like the final count for kills was like over 100 per side.
It was, there was 250 some kills.
Which a normal game is like 20 kills.
Right.
So it was just a big frag fest is what it was.
God, it was fantastic. And the end of that was the best part. The end of that game, they got the Ancient down to just a tic-tac
like 100 health.
And they were able to throw the last dude that was still alive into the forest, kill him, saving the Ancient, and then went to the other side and rolled over the freaking Ancient on the other side. Last fucking second. You couldn't script that. That was awesome. Biggest turnaround in Dota. It was awesome.
So that was a thing, and it was really fun to watch. And other news. Jason, you had a bit, right?
Yep. Let's see. First, we got The Witcher 3. Last free DLC is going to be New Game Plus, as some of you might have heard already.
Yes.
I'm going to play it right before they release the expansion and then kind of lead into the expansion with it.
A couple days ago, on their forums, one of CD Projekt Red's producers confirmed for everyone, New Game Plus will start at level 30. So if you finish the vanilla game, and he was below 30,
you're going to be under leveled.
It's going to start you at level 30. Dang it, why did I get this pop-up on my screen?
On a
porn site?
So it's going to up Red you team. To... So it's going to up you at level 30. No, a printer thing.
I don't have a printer.
No, my wife's, because it lost connection to it. My wife has one of those freaking HP smart printers. When starting New Game Plus, you can select any difficulty level. Nice.
Who is it?
And everything that will carry over besides your player experience is all of your items. Quest items, books and letters, Gwent cards, usable items and trophies, money, and alchemy recipes. It will also include a clearing potion. So at the start of New Game Plus, you can reset all your skills and try a different build.
Sweet.
You can get a clearing potion in the game, too. It's just expensive.
I mean, by the end of the game, it's not really expensive.
No. By the end of the game, you should make it. It has been confirmed Mass Effect Andromeda will have the same combat as Mass Effect 3.
Nice.
So with obvious upgrades for new engine and such.
Into that.
But the combat's not bad in Mass Effect 3. I really liked it, actually.
It was actually really fun to screw with Trent when he was playing it and he had his Kinect enabled because you could say different things and just make her characters do whatever the hell they wanted to.
Liliana, Mind Blaster, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Warp! No, I was trying to shoot!
Right.
Warp!
And some of BioWare's veteran designers are starting on a new RPG called Mooncrest.
Be interesting to see them do a new IP. Yeah. Is it a different company or is it still BioWare?
It's still BioWare. It will be a single-player, story-based fantasy RPG that will focus on real-time combat. And it says it's going to have a lot of puzzles, which isn't totally off of their script. Gotcha. So more details about that soon coming. It was just announced.
And some random news. Babs got a tattoo.
Finally. Oh my God!
She did.
And what is it?
It's a bumblebee.
It's a bumblebee.
It is a bumblebee.
Of your mother.
I got a tattoo of your mother's face.
Oh, that's...
I have two tattoos.
It's really disturbing.
I have two tattoos, so I'm here.
Can I look at your
behind.
Ankle and say, hey, Mom?
You can.
You got, like, the smallest thing ever that didn't even possibly hurt.
Untrue. Because the tattoo artist was like, well, that's a hell of a place to put a first tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the ankle tats are... That's actually really cool looking.
Thanks. Yeah. I thought so. Justin was all concerned. He was like, yeah, do you need me to hold your hand? I'm like, oh, God, you pussy.
No, she's been sitting over there rubbing the lotion on her skin, so we can't give her the hose again.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Well, when you have a tattoo? When I, well, this is
Oh, yeah, you're going to get the Dovahkiin one, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is the goal. When I get to the point where, you know, I've lost enough weight to...
Get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
Yeah, you don't have to lose weight to get a tattoo.
Fuck weight loss. I just decided that day was the day.
I don't want to
shrink the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, so supposedly I'm going to get a Vault Boy somewhere, and then I'm going to get Adeline somewhere. Adeline's the old name of my old band.
I really like some of the some of the gaming tattoos.
I saw the one you were talking about, the one with the Dovahkiin. I like that.
Yeah, the Dovahspeak. Those were awesome.
Neil Diamond. That's a great thing.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's gonna be for my kids. I just gotta figure out what it's gonna be.
You got Sogmaster and what else?
And the Celtic Cross.
Oh, that's right.
Where's Sogmaster at?
On this arm.
Is it?
Yep.
It's and on
the
his Celtic arm.
Cross is on that arm. The Celtic Cross took like 4 hours because I got it in the Philippines after the after the tropical storm and the light like, kept going in and out.
So did she love you long time?
No, it was at Tribal.
So this right here is, you know, it's a website that takes English and turns it into Dovahkiin.
I remember I looked at that whenever you were talking about on podcast.
It's great. I like it. I mean, I can do whatever I want, and it'll put it into characters. What?
Hey, you know what you need to put on your arm?
What?
In Dovahkiin?
What?
Duck my internal calamari.
That shit needs to happen.
Rusty's fucking phone.
All right, so...
Of course, if it was me, I would have it put on my arm in Gallifreyan, but...
There you go, right there.
Did you put in duck my internal calamari?
No, it comes up with penis like that. No, we don't want that.
Penis.
Look what it says. Suck your penis. That's what it'll be right there.
I don't know.
I'll bet penis is written in hieroglyphics.
No, we're good.
Dirty hieroglyphics.
Mm. Let me see. I really want to see something.
So wait. There's a story behind this.
All right, so
all I heard was
what
behind.
I was trying to do. I was on one of our private threads, just trying to to work things out here, and I was asking whether or not Babs was going to be on the cast, and it was Friday that happened. And I said tomorrow, which we record on Sundays, and I was corrected. And I meant to type on my phone, fuck my internal calendar. Well, what happened was is it came out as duck my internal calamari.
So which one
gets... My phone doesn't like to cuss either. It always says duck instead of fuck.
Ducking.
So which one gets... Is that,
I have never in my life intended to say that? Ducking. Always fucking. What do you as a tattoo fucking. Look like?
Oh, it's going to...
I'll say something like
I enjoy fucking better than ducking. Who doesn't?
I
was gonna say sometimes I'll say something to Babs. I'll say that sucks dick, but it'll say that sucks ducks.
That sucks ducks, man.
That's even worse. I'm sorry.
Especially if that's the number two duck.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Take it, bitch.
Oh, so I saw that, and of course I'm like, fuck, autocorrecting, like fuck.
Hey, your internal calamari.
Hey, did you guys see that commercial for that Canadian guy running for parliament?
Oh my God, I voted for him. I'm not even part of that country.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it, Earl?
No, but I looked at it.
Oh.
Just show it to him real quick. It'll take 2 seconds.
Yeah, let me do this. Maybe the sound will come through.
I don't know,
too.
But Spencer and I were looking at Misheard Lyrics earlier today.
Oh, Misheard Lyrics are awesome.
Yeah, kiss this guy. And we saw
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Exactly. We saw, the Canada National Anthem, We Stand on Cars and Freeze. And I was thinking that was probably better than the original.
All right. I'm running about this. Free okay, look.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for Parliament for the new riding of Mishinatswe, Fraser Canyon. I'm an independent candidate. And I'm here to fight for Canada!
Girl's face.
University is too damn expensive.
Great, thanks, mister.
Services like healthcare and social programs should be expanded, not cut. The indigenous people aren't even protected by their own government.
See, they're singing about standing on cars and freezing.
Coming to Canada, and I'm here to lead that charge. Are you ready for the shift? I am. My name's Wyatt Scott, and I'm running for Parliament!
Surprise, 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 surprise.
Ah, I love it!
Wow.
So man, look up Wyatt Scott Parliament video if you got a chance, folks, because it is epic. It looks like the people from the manager commercials made his goddamn Parliament commercial.
I love it. He shakes his face and he grows a beard. I'm ready.
Thanks for disparaging my ethnicity.
This message was authorized by Zorg, the ruler of the universe, crossed out.
So, I've covered everything except for one thing, and I'm going to save it for last. Go ahead.
So, I found this other thing.
Evidently, bet you did.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, a porn star decided it'd be a great idea.
Oh no!
To build Darth Vader using sex toys.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Are
you sure it wasn't fireworks?
I'm sure.
You built it with a lot of
ladies. He's got it up.
Her name is Kayla Jane Danger.
Really?
Okay, so yeah. They've got a picture, right?
And oh yeah, there's pictures.
Of course there's pictures. That's the internet.
So are those, is that dynamite?
That is.
That's all vibrators, dildos, two strings of anal beads, a pair of handcuffs,
and
a couple of other miscellaneous parts.
She actually did a pretty good job.
I'm reluctantly impressed.
I know, right? Who wouldn't want to ride that lightsaber?
It's multiple sabers.
He's been working that one out for at least a half an hour, guys.
Probably.
Or working it in. What else you got, Jason?
That's it. But
so I got.
Hang on. Wait. Where was the comment? I love how, so evidently the person doing the interview asked her why she would do this. She basically explained, well, there are just so many ways you could play with it. You could rub yourself on the lightsaber or use the big strap on in the front.
There are ways you could play with it.
And there are 5 bullet vibrators in his hands that have more power than a Hitachi wand.
I'm thinking she has a daddy complex, though.
Probably a little bit. I mean,
does it say I'm your father when it turns on?
I'm saying. I am saying. Not the mama. Wow.
So I got one last bit, unless Rusty has something, and then he can just try to top this.
No, go for it.
Twitch plays Dark Souls.
Dark Souls!
Figured we'd work it in somehow, or all.
Yeah! Mm-hmm.
Dark Souls.
Dude! Dark Souls. I'm okay.
So explain, Twitch plays Pokemon. Basically, people tell them to do something, it would do something, right? They enter something in the Twitch chat.
Right. So,
and so they're doing the same thing. And what's the commands like?
Okay, so the command structure's quite different on this because it has it's letter combinations for like move forward, move up, use, things like that.
So people are telling them what to do.
So
just what, like your wife does, sweetie.
What it did, the original thing was, people were just putting in the letters to make people move, but they couldn't get them out of the well. Like, at the beginning of the game, there's a well that you have to take a ladder up. Like, right at the beginning of the game, and they weren't able to do that. They're still stuck in a hallway now.
So how do they tell them to move? They just, off of donations?
No. It's just Twitch chat. Let's see. It'll pull it up here. I'm pulling up Twitch right now. Hopefully it doesn't. There it is, right there. See, so F is to walk forward, RF is to roll forward, L right back.
So there's someone just standing there with a controller R1, doing what someone tells them to
do. No. This is what they did is they wrote a Python script.
Oh.
And the Python script reads chat and does whatever chat is.
Oh, that's
typing.
Sad.
They're just stuck. Yeah. Dark Souls is kind of one of those games that
you need to play as a human.
It's hard for me to play as a human with a controller set up properly.
He's never going to make it off that wall.
They're gonna continue playing this until they were able to either beat it.
Or get out of the well.
Or, well.
They're out of the well. They're stuck on a hall. They're stuck on a wall.
I don't know what they're doing.
That's sad.
So how are they?
Why are they donating money though? That's my question.
Oh, well, I mean, it's run by an anonymous Twitch user, and
so this one person is just making bank.
Well, I don't know what donate. I mean, I'm not sure whether or not
they're using the donations for something else or whatever. But
that's what we need to do.
But, I mean, there's 2,000 users watching right now. It's been viewed 668,000 times.
That's funny. Just get Sarah McLachlan on that shit. Y'all make
bank. It's got 19,000 followers, and my Twitch channel has two.
Have you seen? So, I'm one of those people.
I know, right?
Am I the other?
Maybe.
Apparently, I'm not, since there's only two.
There can be only two. Did you see the video for Sarah McLachlan? You know the one with the animals. There's a comedian that did it that says that it's all about context. I'll show it to you. Hold on. let me get over here. I'll show it to you. It's funny. Where is it at?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Yeah. How's it working?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, y'all.
This morning.
Yeah.
How's that vaping going?
Still doing it.
I'm proud of you for.
Okay, I know you're doing it, but are you not doing cigarettes? Is the point.
This morning I did.
You got a cigarette this morning?
Well, I mean, I still have a cigarette, but it normally takes. I buy a pack at the beginning of the week, and it normally lasts me the entire week.
If you only did one, I'm pretty proud, honestly.
Like I've been, like in other news, the really big deal with my life. Like me and Rusty, like, are doing the weight loss thing together, and then everybody vaping kind of inspired me the smoking thing. And to get serious for like 12 seconds, then I'll jump back in the game.
His new secretary vapes voraciously.
She does.
Voraciously.
And she's getting me into it, too. But
she's like, no nicotine cheesecake flavored.
Oh, God.
Stacy.
Hey, she's amazing. Don't knock on Stacy.
Cheesecake flavor, though?
She's fantastic. Stacy.
She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Okay, true, she can. And she does, and she
Stacy's a beast.
She is.
I'm just saying you're in trouble if she ever breaks out the old wrestling boots.
Uh-huh.
That is probably true.
Yeah, it
might be partly why I stand her good side.
Well, she's not my secretary anymore. I promoted her.
Yeah, congrats.
This motherfucker is 3 for 3 on promoting his assistants to his level.
But yeah,
every single goddamn one, including me. Thank you very much.
But that being said, though, like she used to be an ex wrestler, like pro level too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 4 foot nothing. It's amazing.
Earl, do you know what circuit they wrestled on?
Yeah, it's a video online.
What level was it? Is it like just right below?
It was just the indies.
But it was like right below pro level, or
I mean, it's pro. It's just indie. It's an indie promotion.
It's pro. It's just not.
Yeah, it was a small indie promotion.
WWF or WWE.
Yeah, but it was back. I mean,
like in the late 80s, right?
No, I mean, even though the territories, the age of the territories are gone, there's still a lot of indie promotions. It's just an indie promotion.
It was. Like Southeast promotion.
Yeah, something like that.
Her husband's like 8'6" and she's 3'0".
There's
foot
a video
nothing.
Of it where Michael like A hits Jeff's the guy level. In
actually,
like a basketball
is she
gym with a.
She is shorter than me. I will tell you she's shorter than me because there are 3 people on this planet that are shorter than me and she's one of them.
And her husband's actually taller than me and that's saying something.
He's 6'5" or.
Because I'm 6'4". So
he's a really tall man.
What was his wrestling name back then? It was
Levi the Killer Clown.
I know what it was.
Levi the Killer Clown.
Levi the Killer Clown.
And she was Harley Quinn.
Yes, she was.
And she still is to this day.
She is. Yeah. She's a badass, is what she is.
She is.
Well, I was gonna say everybody kind of inspired me to like start getting my life back on track with health. Trying not to die. My grandfather died at
trying
my age.
Trying not to die.
Trying not to die.
My grandfather died at my age.
That's a title.
And so that's one of the reasons that I started, you know, vaping or whatever.
Oh, sure. He pocketed my pen.
I did pocket your pen.
Giggity.
But I've been doing pretty good. Like, me and her, when she got to go get her tattoo, actually I went to the vape store before my shitty car... like died,
and we were there for like an hour. Hence my getting bored and looking up tattoos and deciding I wanted one right now.
She was picking me up for that. We went to the vape stop and I was like, or vape shop, and I was like, I'm gonna go ahead and start doing this. We got that, and then she got her tattoo.
God, but the woman behind the counter was chatty.
But since then, I had
most
probably
of them are.
So
know.
Chatty.
I told you.
But
so fucking chatty.
But I probably smoked about a half a pack between those 2 days. You're like, why don't you do like 25% vape and 75% cigarettes? And the more I got used to this, the less I smoked. And the more that cigarettes were tasting horrible, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. Yeah. Like Martha Stewart in jail.
No.
I'm feeling a lot better about it. I'm coughing up a lot of shit.
The first week
yay for coughing up phlegm.
This is it was rough for a while, but it's so much easier for me to game and vape than it is for me to take a fucking smoke. I have to go outside. And
so explain me. What is with the battery that could power fucking Chicago?
It's variable voltage.
This is a variable voltage battery. It can get, you know, it lasts me like 2.5 days.
It's also like...
That's it? Thing should last you 10 years.
Lasts
2.5 days. It's the size of your face.
This thing lasts me about a day.
So I got charged overnight. To put it in perspective, that's a 500 milliamp battery.
Mm-hmm.
That is 1900.
Mm-hmm. So he's using a D battery.
Yeah, well, this thing
is... This is...
You're using a C battery.
This is 1200 milliamps.
Yeah, so this fucker, I mean, it charges over the course of maybe like an hour or two.
That just looks hardcore as fuck.
And it's heavy as fuck, dude.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. If I was on the Titanic, I would have sank to the bottom. Fuck my life.
But no, see, when... Now, to put things in perspective... Rusty has vaped before. He vaped on the same thing Justin's using.
So you're not a vape virgin.
And so when he came back to it, he was like,
giggity.
He told me, he said, dude, I want something, one, that's not going to burn the shit out of my throat. Because those do have a tendency to, the ones Justin's using, because they're a set voltage. So you can't lower it or increase airflow at all.
And so his is adjustable.
Yeah.
So his is adjustable.
This right here. See both, the power?
His is adjustable both in voltage.
It has a display.
Yeah.
And he can adjust the airflow. So he can restrict it or open it up.
This opens up at the bottom for more airflow.
I can do the same with mine. Now, what this does is it creates... It not only prevents burning of the throat, but it also creates more vapor.
And the big deal here with...
And it's smoking versus
vaping, and you're still getting nicotine, but you're not getting all the tar.
Exactly.
And that's what you've been hearing over the past like month or so. If you've been listening really closely and you hear something like this, it's a lot quieter, but
it's a slow burn.
I've been doing is I've been vaping like a motherfucker.
And actually, e-cigarettes. When I say burn the shit out of your throat, it's not actually hot. What happens is, because it's a direct nicotine, the nicotine can actually burn your throat.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless you have enough airflow. If you have more airflow, less nicotine burn. So,
that's why you have to pause airflow, to take a breath when you're working on that shit.
Airflow smooths that shit out. So, eventually, Justin's going to want upgrade, and I can guide him through the upgrades.
And I got some friends at work, too. They're actually going to give me a spare battery and some mods. And everybody knows I'm such a heavy smoker at work.
He's ridiculous. He will, like, smoke a fucking cigarette in 30 seconds flat and be like, I got to get back into my agents. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's because the nature of the job that we do demands a lot of attention. It's really fast-paced. It really does. So
it's true.
So we go out, take a break, and I'm out there for, like, 5 minutes. But that being said, I'm really excited to try something new and finally not be closer to dying.
Yeah. Other than that, really, they taste better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They smell better.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't smell like ass.
And Rusty and I are menthol smokers, so
it doesn't even smell any better.
All you're gonna smell is mint.
So that being said, I don't think we have any other news, right?
No, we're pretty much done.
I was gonna say the only thing really coming out is we got Taken King coming out here soon.
Yeah, so you fucking ordering that shit?
Yeah.
What date, Rusty, what date is that?
The September...
7th?
Sure, sounds great.
Taken King release date. Boom. September 15th.
Okay.
So...
We got...
You gotta pre-order it, though.
I'll pre-order it.
Because there's a couple things. If you get the collector's edition... There's been a lot of shit around the fucking the internet about the Taken King Collector's Edition because it includes the previous game and the two DLCs. What the Taken King is going to change Destiny enough to warrant that, I believe.
What's the Digital Collector's Edition cost?
The Digital Collector's Edition costs $79.99.
Fuck. I don't have that money next paycheck.
Now... what you get with that, of course, is you get the base game, the two DLCs. You'll get three character or class specific emotes. You'll get a shader. You'll get some class items that give you extra XP. If you pre-order it, you also get the Suros Arsenal Pack, which gets you the three special weapons. I think.
Well, maybe I'll have enough money now that I'm not buying cigarettes.
Yeah, it's good. I recommend picking it up specifically so that you can get the Suros Pack. You don't have to buy it though, because the Suros Pack will eventually become available, but it's going to be like a couple months, like after the first of the year, I think.
Yeah,
I'd say the only other thing I know that's coming out is Shadowrun Hong Kong comes out next week too, on the 20th. I'm a big Shadowrun fan. The game plus the video game.
Yeah, those games I don't know if I'm going to have time to play it. I'm looking at tomorrow is the start of my classes, so I don't know whether or not I'm going to have time to actually play a lot of games, but we'll find out.
How much longer you got left in school?
Couple years. I've got, at the current college I'm at, two semesters.
Not bad.
And then I'm going to be going to OSU Tech. And that's going to be 2.5 years to 3 years, depending on what the situation is. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the drive at all. But once I get that done, hopefully by the end of this semester, I'll have three certifications, because I'm gonna study up and do my A+, Network Plus, and Security Plus certification tests.
Nice.
And those three certifications are the big three.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to get into, an entry-level security position or something like that. So, I'm psyched.
Fingers crossed.
Those fucking tests are expensive as fuck. So. Oh, my God. It's like $360 for the A+ test alone. And
just the test, yep.
And then it's another, I think it's another, I don't know. I haven't even looked up the Network Plus and Security Plus test costs. But I have to assume that they're going to be somewhere close.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best.
Good thing is...
Are you going to try to get like a dorm when you go to OSU Tech?
No.
No?
I'm going to try to drive it, because I can't really move out there.
Where's that OSU Tech? Ain't that out there?
Okmulgee.
Yeah, Okmulgee.
Yep.
That's not that far of a drive, though.
No, but it's right up 75.
It's the north side of Okmulgee, so, I mean, he can get there in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
it won't be too bad.
Yeah. It's just working where I'm working now and then going up there, depending on when the classes are, that's going to really suck. So, yeah,
you may have to get up early.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
I know, right? Yeah. But that's really exciting, and, of course, all of the games that I really want to play are coming home right during this semester.
Well,
so
you may have to wait.
Oh, my God. I'll be learning database design and C# and speech. Because speech, man.
One,
I do this shit every fucking
zero,
week.
0, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1
upcoming releases, Fallout 4 will be out in October.
Right at the end of my semester.
I'm just ready for you to play.
In the middle of your semester.
Fallout 4 is in October? October. I thought it was, really?
October.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm. In time for my fucking birthday, not yours.
Yeah.
Because y'all have the same birthday, damn you.
No way. November 10th.
Oh, it's November
10th? Way in time for my birthday, okay. Fuck.
Yeah, see, it's right near the end of my semester, so...
The original was, like, October 26th or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's November 10th now. There you go.
Yay, November 10th.
Yay, November 10th.
So, I mean, there's that, but, I mean, when that comes out, this
when that comes this out, season, this, pod, this podcast will be nothing but Fallout 4. Watch. It'll happen.
So either way.
I think it's about time to get this shit done. It's almost 11 o'clock.
Fuck that. I have to be at work in like 6:30 a.m. bitches.
I know, right?
So let's wrap it up.
So with that, you can find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/tiltcast. Find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/therealtiltcast. Same with twitch.tv/therealtiltcast. Also search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. New episodes are usually posted every other week with a video in between, though next week we will be doing a spoiler cast for The Witcher 3, so
woo.
Yay!
Back-to-back
podcasts.
Woo.
And with that, you can find friends of the show.
We got For the Love of Gaming, we got bmfcast.com, we got noquarters.net and tvgp.tv. They do great things, and with that, we're wrapping up the goddamn show.
Woohoo! Wrap it up!
We love you.
I saw that.
So we will see you guys actually next week with a spoiler cast.
Yes.
Yep.
Woo!
Stay tuned.